Second item is Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Duje?
Sure.
Flynn?
Yep.
Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toko?
Here.
Vosburg?
He's busy.
Adoption of the agenda to reflect that with amended 7B, which is proclamation, that's offered by both Carabelli and Marino.
So
moved by Duje, supported by Smith. As amended, all those in favor say aye. Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated August 18th and September 6th.
So moved.
Moved by Brown, supported by Smith. Any discussion? Commissioner Vesper.
There's just one typographical, one grammatical, no content. I made it. Oh, they're going to take care of it.
And that, okay.
Do you want it?
Yeah, what is it? Just for the record.
On our page 4, the Veterans Affairs Commission voting, it said there was 11 votes for roll ballots. Should just be there were.
There were. That will be changed. Without objections, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved unanimously. Public participation, any members of the public going once, going twice, going three times, public participation is closed. Proclamations, A, proclaiming September 11th and September 17th as Patriot Week, and September 17th as Constitution Day in Macomb County, and that was offered by Vosburg. Moved by Marino, supported by Vosburg.
Mr. Chair, if I could, I would be voting in favor of this. I voted no one in committee, and I didn't get a clear enough reading, so I'm going to be switching my vote, and just for the record, show that vote in committee as a no vote is an error, but I'll be voting for it.
We'll put that in the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The item carries unanimously. B is proclaiming a proclamation commending Pasquale Chuck Randazzo on being named the 2016 Man of the Year by The Lodge. How do you say it, Jim? The Lodge.
Figlia della Sicilia. Sons of Sicily.
It is a Sons of Sicily.
Moved by
Northern Italy.
Supported by Carabelli. Supported by Carabelli and Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The proclamation carries unanimously. Committee report, Finance, September 8th.
So moved.
It's moved by the chair and the vice chair, Miller and Brown. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The committee report passes. Correspondence, application for industrial facilities exemption certificate. Motion to receive and file, moved by Kleinfeld, supported by Majak. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The item is received. And since there was so much confusion in regards to the posting and some of the online issues, I wanted Patty to quickly go through our website and show where our meetings are posted and how many different places they are. So. Most commissioners don't know where these are posted, so we want to show everybody.
They were on my phone.
So what happened last night at 8 o'clock is a new website was deployed. So we have been locked out of editing capability for 2 weeks. And the other departments, like the clerk's office, has been locked out for about a week. So there was some delay with us posting our agendas and minutes and notices to the website because we had to send everything to IT to post for us. Generally,
which we did.
Yes, which we did. So it's going to take some getting used to, and the new website that was deployed, you can see, isn't exactly quite updated because they didn't migrate all the content that we had been updating in the areas that were not the agendas and notices, which were critical. Like the newsroom, when you see over there, our latest press releases aren't up there. But for your purposes, I just wanted to show you where things will be found. So if you were to click on meetings, you could then go to finance. This is a weird clicker right here. And once we have editing capabilities, I'm going to change this around because it's very hard to get to. I don't know why it's called previous meetings. I'm going to change that. Here you see the finance final agenda for today and the preliminary agenda for next week.
Could you please open that final agenda for today? But does it have the backup information in there?
Pardon me?
Oh, 49 pages. Okay, very good. Thank you. I couldn't access it. When was that available this morning?
No, that was available yesterday. You might be thinking of the preliminary agenda, the notice, for instance.
No.
This.
No.
No.
No, I tried. No.
So was it
the backup material on the earlier meetings in the week? The agenda was there, and it said backup included. It was not included, and today's agendas. The full board, the site said come back soon. But when you find it had the full board from 2 days ago, but this one was not on there.
Yeah, so that's because the clerk's office has also been locked out, and it's just a matter of doing the request to IT and them being able to get it up there. However, you should know that in every case, we met all of our legal requirements by posting physical copies and then the digital copies, you know, as quickly as we could. But physical copies both in this place and over at the lobby have been posted. So again, this was deployed at 8 p.m. last night. So it's a little different and it's going to take some getting used to. For instance, I can't find our carousel. Well, anyway, so we have our schedule of departmental meetings right here. I post everything on Facebook too, just to cover us. So once we're used to the new website, I'm sure it'll be a lot smoother. So you will find the meetings and notices by clicking on meetings.
Where's the calendar of meetings?
Well, that's another thing. You have to go to the committee to get to the calendar. So that's the.
So there's no.
Maybe we get it to the calendar. Move that up on Bill Cotter's board.
Yeah, and like I said, once I am awarded editing capabilities again. Several of us, Mike and I, will both have them, and we'll be able to go in here and move things around and whatnot. They just locked us out while they are in this deployment.
What's the time frame for that?
I got an email from Mike Liskey, and he said it would be shortly, but didn't give it.
So we'll put a general calendar on the front part as soon as we possibly can to reflect all the meetings for the remainder of the year.
Right, and we'll need to move the agendas to the top. And, you know, other things for ease of user experience and use. But it's going to take a little bit, but we have been meeting our legal obligations and we've been, you know, doing the best we can. And I hate to have that continue to be the theme that we're trying as hard as we can. But just about every hurdle imaginable has been put in our way.
But we've sent it to IT. They asked us to send it to IT. We sent it to IT. And, I mean, beyond that, I don't know what else we can do. But.
And we do ask them to post ASAP, exclamation point, 3 times.
Is there a budget presentation? I was just going to say the same thing.
So maybe we should bring that up. So, anyways, any questions for Patty? Seeing none, motion to receive and file. Moved by Sauger. Oh, got a question?
I don't see them all, but I still see at 7 p.m. evening meeting on there. Why is that going on until we get into our new building with the way traffic is, parking is, and everything else? And we had a discussion on it, and most of the commissioners said, no, don't use it. Do it during the daytime. But anyway, it's there.
So I would say both in July and maybe even in, I'm not sure, June, we move those meetings in most parts. But the pension board meets on Thursday mornings, which I sit on, as well as other members. And so that's why we can't have it. We have to have it at 7 p.m. on the 15th.
Question. Eddie, the notices that come on the calendars on the phones, I mean, on the 6th, I've still got 9 a.m. for the meeting. Is this tied in with that?
That is the Google calendar, the Gmail calendar.
Okay.
And do you have what type of, it depends on your device. It's probably your device because I think everybody else who uses Gmail and has
all right.
a Chrome.
Well, app. I'm probably going to update my device soon.
And I forgot to mention.
I'm very proud of being a dinosaur. I will be soon extinct, so that's fine.
I forgot to mention that the 2017 proposed budget we have on our page as well for people to find because the links from the executive office news release and finance department aren't updated, but ours is.
Any questions? We have motion to receive and file by Brown, supported by Miller. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
New business. Any new business before the full board? We have infrastructure and economic development budget hearings on Tuesday, finance on Wednesday, and full board on Thursday. On Thursday, Scott Smith will be here, and hopefully we can get commissioners a response memo in regards to the ethics ordinance. It's up to commissioners whether you'd like to do that in open session or closed session. We haven't, to this point, gone into closed session for any of these items, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Any other new business? Seeing none, public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? You have 5 minutes. Please state your name and your address.
This brings up a good point on transparency I was talking about every time I get up here. I guess I'm going to be a little creative and hope that you can see the balance between that word. Transparency might be when you read the Open Meetings Act. It allows the public to view the same information that's readily available here today. In my opinion, we live in the 21st century. We have beautiful tools. I know there's switches. I know the programs seem wonderful. But when it becomes a problem, it becomes a problem. There is a new rule that's going forth about more transparency to be formulated and on a volunteer. If that doesn't happen, the legislature is going to have to go back here and upgrade the Meetings Act to include that new technology is a new way to communicate to the public. It's quicker and faster. Since you will be having these new tools, computers, and all this information, and the way things are designed, I think it's a two-way street. Anything that becomes public today could be posted. If it's done earlier, as you've been mentioning in the budgets, to have a vote in June versus a late part of June, it makes sense that it gives us time, just like you want time, to review the information. So we can be a little more prepared than just walking in the door and getting information and reading this stuff. Historically, everything's been pretty good up to up, and I have no problems with it. I just think the initiative to be more positive and more workable without saying that you've got to go back to law and amend it to include the 21st century technology. Because to me, the old way of posting is like a force. You put it on a building, but I'm not there. I live in a single room. So I was trying to ask the librarians in my area, couldn't you just post it on the library door about these public meetings so that we know who can attend? But for me, I take an interest in certain areas of the county, and I can come. but the general average consumer does not have access to a computer. So that is out the window. But the library, they do. So that's a new avenue that I think, if you want it, you need to look forward to moving. You have the vision. But I don't drive down here to look at the buildings that you have in the meeting in, which is required in the law. So to me, amending the law, I go to my legislator and tell them the problem and say, how can we fix it to meet the 21st century? But I think it should be volunteer. With the corporation, we're seeing how to bring together, communicating effectively. Because I think you let citizens come. I mean, some of them are a little, louder. They'll get the drift because they're not here to understand the process. But you can write about the process, you can explain the process. And that's what the state does. I was very impressed with a couple of their descriptions on how things happen at these meetings. What is conducted, but what we can expect. So there are expectations. Doesn't mean we agree with 100%, but at least we can try 75%. That's a good thing. So that's my just a little slice of it. Just openly see if there's a way to motivate that new 21st century that we have available. And just keep it working the best we can, but that old way of force doesn't work in my mind, just to post it on the building. Because we don't see it. Sometimes people don't have that avenue there. So we just cross-reference things and make it public. That's what I see. Thank you.
Any other members of the public? Going once, twice, three times, it's closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Carabelli?
Present.
Duje?
Still here.
Flynn?
Here.
Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger?
Here.
Smith?
Here.
Toko?
Here.
Bosberg?
Motion adjourned by Duje, supported by Carabelli. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.